Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone.
Greetings and
Hi.
Welcome. We're just getting set up on Facebook.
Yes, I'm up and running.
Yes.
Everybody up and running?
Yes, we've got everything it looks like good
to
go. I can't. No, my video stopped. Well, greetings. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Beautiful
guys out there just having a little technical difficulty here.
And we're good. Yes. This is it's been a minute since I Sorry, we're broadcasting from a different location, so
definitely working out the case.
Yes, and moving things around and making sure we're okay. We hope that everybody in Texas is all right. We hope that everybody in Florida is all right. We hope that everybody
in
Georgia
Midwest.
And South Carolina, Midwest, and everything that's
Tennessee.
Going on. So we do want to reach out our olive branch there to everybody. Are you on?
I think so.
Yes,
yes. I'm live.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies on Breathe and Believe, if you can hear me and see me, give me a thumbs up.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, shit, sorry. It's not letting me on. I don't know if it's the internet
your
or
phone?
What.
Yeah, let me try with my phone. I'll be right back. Y'all carry
away.
Okay.
Okay, so
Yemenia is our goddess.
September. Right?
Yes.
Together.
So, what's been happening this week? Let's talk about this.
You have all the warm talk. We still have. It doesn't know what it wants.
Is it coming our way?
I don't know.
It's
rain
from this way.
Yes, it's probably going to make rain, but hopefully not much.
And thunderstorms and. And all that fun stuff, and I know that people are out there not doing too well,
right?
And recovering, and I know that Florida is still draining.
Yeah. Although actually, I want to say that it probably the preparedness they have led very very well. Expected
moon-wise.
Moon-wise,
we were under the Pisces twin.
We were. The quarter, not will be day or I have an app on my phone. So it's really something that energy just been one of the things that helps cultivate all these crazy storms, you know, the moon as she was. Eclipse as it was, helped to do that.
We're live on release now.
Okay.
Yay.
Yes. It's a waning gibbous at the moment, and tomorrow is actually our last quarter, so we're in that last quarter.
Okay,
phase.
So we're still in gratitude.
Yes.
Gratitude. Lots of gratitude and really, you know, especially with disasters, be grateful for everything, you know.
I'm grateful that
yes.
I have family though in Florida, and it was really your
they
uncle.
Made it through.
We haven't heard from them, so I don't know how long we've heard from them either.
Well,
so
I know that a lot of places lost power. My dad did call me today. He actually didn't lose power at his home, but where he works that did lose
that
power.
Right.
So he was able to call me today and let me know he made it through safely. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have lost power and haven't been able to get, you know, in contact. So hopefully it's just something of that.
So we've been even with the
I know we left the windows and the doors open in my apartment, and we actually lost the screen. The screen blew right out of our apartment.
What? Really?
So, yeah. So
it was kind of crazy, just the wind the way it was.
So, I just encourage everybody out there to write down in their grateful journals and
right.
just continue writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you have going on?
Me? me is the same old same. Not much going on. We've been, you know, preparing for all of this stuff that's been going on, and of course, you know, preparing for the shows, preparing for all of that, storms and everything, and preparing next month's Goddess Box, which I already have all ready to go.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yay!
So we've got a lot of things going on, and I hope that everybody out there has their Goddess Box. If not, you should have it by tomorrow at the latest.
Oh.
They did go out.
Lori Beth, if you're watching, I have your stone.
Yes,
Sodalite, right?
We moved the stone in one of them. But please, everybody out there, and we want to thank all of our subscribers. I mean, gosh, we've had so many come in that we're trying to keep up with orders.
Yes.
You know, so.
And you guys have done a really great job doing that, by the way. I feel like I've been slacking
a
little
bit. That's okay.
So.
No, we got it. We got a handle on it, you know, and thousands of subscribers and pulling everybody in and trying to get everybody's boxes out there. So, you know, if you want to please pick up your box, post it. Yes.
Show some love.
So, you would be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
What do you got going?
Do we have time? What's really going on? You know, at the moment I'm just creating new content for My Goddess Living, and once I'm 100% ready to share, then I'll go live with that. So it's really. I've taken several weeks off from the radio show just to go inward and work on myself. And I just recently, a few days ago, received my Oracle cards from I Love Gabrielle Bernstein.
Yes.
I don't know if you...
She's my favorite.
If you have seen this deck or not, put it out, and I believe her best friend is the one who did all the illustration for it. So The Universe Has Your Back is one of my favorite like self-help motivational guidance books. Thank you to Anna Suara, because we were actually on our way to Alma, and she was playing the audiobook, and I was just like, wait, this sounds very familiar, her name. And so actually my business coach is Andrea Lucchesi. She is one of Gabrielle's coaches. So I was like, oh my God. So I downloaded the audiobook, and I listened to it on my way to Sedona back in July. And she just, like, her words just really resonated with me. It's cool. So when I found out about the Oracle cards, I had to get three decks. So I thought it'd be a good idea to pick a card set tonight's, you know, intention for for our show. And I've already cleared it and shuffled it, so I'm just gonna just pick up off the top. Really? Obstacles are in the right direction.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a very powerful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys don't really know what's going on with me right now, but these are very, very powerful words to see, because I'm just going through some obstacles and I'm a little bit discombobulated. But just really trusting the universe and my guides that even though I am dealing with all these things right now, that it's setting me on the right path. I'm learning things as I go along about myself, really, really diving in deep and having to face certain realities that I just didn't even realize that I, you know, that these blockages that I'm having. So, thank you, universe, for that.
Yeah.
Obstacles are detours in the right direction.
Yeah. And now you're just being brought to the surface and your awareness.
Yeah. You know, sometimes reality, when you bring those feelings to the surface, it doesn't feel very good. I will just share, right before we got on the air, I had a little breakdown moment because I just was just feeling all kinds of ways. I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, talking about Yemenya tonight and pulling this card, I hear you, universe. Yes. Working on it. So let's, since we're in that direction, you might as well talk about Yemenya, because it's about.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Yemenya is about surrender and asking for assistance. And the message that she has for us is to, she says, come to me with your cares and your sorrows when you're happy and when you are afraid. Come to me when you need renewal and recharge. Surrender me your ocean and let me wash away all your stress. Let me nurture you and birth you anew. It's just a beautiful image. I mean, because personally, I'm on the theme. As a type A personality and not letting go of control and wanting to always fix things myself and having people asking people for help, you know, I was so not prepared to talk about this, but it just gives me comfort that, you know, we can give our cares to the universe, and that they will lead us on the right path and direction. And it's just so fitting that we're talking about Yemenya tonight. And I will confess, I haven't worked with her that much, and I'm just getting a slap of reality tonight. And so I'm just feeling very vulnerable and just open and just letting whatever messages that are coming through just to come through. And the affirmation is, things always work out for me when I relax and let go. And that is something that I really, really need to work on, because it's really hard for me to do. And the mantra, everything is as it should be. And this obstacle is simply is part of my path. Obstacles are detours in the right direction. So, wow. Thank you, Yemenya. I will be dumping all my shit on you.
You haven't worked with her, and there's a reason for that, because you needed to work with her right now.
Yeah.
That's the reason. Divine time.
Finished dumping all my shit on her, and I feel bad. But if she's watching, Andre, if you're watching, then you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so yeah, this is just perfect divine timing right now that I'm having to really dig deep and face my reality.
This is what God talked about.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And we have this discussion before we went on the air, that the goddess box is not about the goddess.
Yeah.
Okay. The goddess is about the energy and feeling that energy within you and how to express it, which is why we're offering it. And when we do offer it, we do it with everything. With the oil, we offer it with the incense, we offer it with the stone, we offer it with the bracelet, because these are all reminders of what we need to work on. And everybody out there is in a position of some sort where, in order to connect deeper with yourself, in order to connect deeper with spirit, these blockages have to be moved. We have to be able to ask each other for help. We have to be able to, another was about knowledge and opening up all these channels, because to be a spiritual being is without our ego.
Yeah. Wow.
And releasing and letting go of our ego and being there for one another and helping one another and guide everybody into the right direction. And granted, we won't ever be rid of our ego until we die, but keeping it in check and understanding where it's at and what a spiritual life really, really, really means.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm going to give you a stone, too. You're going to get sodalite. Okay? Free sodalite.
Sodalite. okay? Sodalite is the stone of logic, rationality, and efficiency. It is helpful for work in groups and stimulates thought. Sodalite is a stone that is good for healing, breaches, and communication. It is a stone of truth and brings all this to communication. It is also called the poet's stone.
I'm going to be like, put this like in all my clothes for the rest of the month.
Okay. and really work, you know, work with, and this is what the Goddess Box is about. And actually, this is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we get this every month, this would be great too. You know, it's not a failure to open up and actually say, this is what my product is.
Yeah.
And this is how my product can help you.
Yeah.
Because this is how it's helping me. So I know that it will help you.
Yes.
Now you're getting
learning.
You're getting
confident.
The real life situation in all of our beautiful viewers out there.
I'm being completely transparent right now. Like, I don't have all the answers. I'm not knowledgeable, and I'm learning as I go right along with you. So,
right.
And that's
this is the real me. I'm
yeah.
about put together.
The
I'm just
the
a
real
big
thing.
Chaotic mess.
So I want everybody to wave at the little screen and say hi to Rayma.
Hi, Rayma.
Rayma is actually in Texas.
Oh,
okay. I've known her since high school. And so she's updating everybody and sending out that information, which I'm so sorry, Rayma, that I didn't get it out sooner. There's actions that help ways that she has sent me, and I'm going to send that out to everybody. So I do apologize. But she did say that she's on her way home, and hi, ladies. So
hi. Yeah, if you guys don't know, like, I'm live on Believe and Believe.
Yeah.
And some girls, Nikki, saying hello, and we're live on the air with Blog Talk Radio. We're live on Anna Suarez's
page. Spiritual Radio Network and
Facebook. So we're looking in all different directions because we have like four or five things live right now.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things going on.
Did I get it on my top clip?
Right here?
No.
Okay. So the candle, it's problem solving. Honey and honeysuckle. I need like 20 of those. So I go deep within to seek the answers that solve my problems. I awaken with renewed direction. I need to, and you know, the more you dive deep into yourself and peel back layers, like, the more you'll find things that you didn't even realize that are blockages or holding you back from moving forward. And I just had a realization this evening on what a big blockage that I have within me that I'm working on and needing to release. And it can be kind of scary when you're digging deep and trying to figure out, you know, yourself and what, you know, your purpose and, you know, what you're meant to do. And even though it's scary and can look, you know, kind of ugly, the outcome, the other side is just really, really
beautiful.
Yeah.
And we're going to work on that. I promise you. We're going to work on that.
Thank you.
And anybody out there, too.
Breathe and believe,
baby. Yeah. Breathe and believe.
No,
I have Yemenya oil on right now, too.
Talk about Yemenya oil, then.
Yes. Yemenya oil is actually a blend of lily of the valley, lavender, cucumber, mint, and ocean. And it's supposed to kind of refocus, calm you, refocus you, and get you set on the path of what you need to do. And it smells actually so good.
I know.
Yeah, it does.
I need my bottle.
Yeah.
It smells so good. It's very very clean but very refreshing type of scent.
And Maiden's products are all natural, made with essential oils, 100% free of all dyes and chemicals.
Yes.
And
synthetic fillers.
Each vial is actually put together in itself. It's not a mass production. It's each one is drop by drop counted and made. So.
Yeah, so she does that too. And then
made with love.
It actually is. I do meditate before I make things and put that intention into the oil so that it can help everybody. Salt scrub is actually one of the staples in the Goddess Box. It's actually the recipe to bring about your inner goddess and awaken her with peppermint and orange peel. And
yeah. I didn't show it earlier.
And it smells amazing, and it's my signature fragrance. I've made perfumes with the same fragrance. I make bath salts with the same fragrance.
Yes. Yeah, so,
shower salts, everything.
So I know that we didn't really talk about this previously,
mm-hmm.
but I think that it's important that everybody out there understand, especially with Goddess Talk, that Maiden Makes is the one that does the all-natural products. She's the witchy witch of our...
The hedge witch. The alchemist.
The alchemist and hedge witch, and she creates all of these beautiful salts and scrubs and oils and everything, and she will do it with you for what you specifically need.
Yeah. Mm. I'm actually working on a lot of different things right now. Actually, the salts are going to take a whole different turn.
Ooh.
Right. Week.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Can I be a client?
Yeah, you can be a guinea pig. You can try it out and tell me next year what. I'm always looking for guinea pigs.
So okay. Then we have Leia here, who works on the spiritual physical, so mm-hmm. the yoga side, the eating right, the
clean beauty, plant medicine,
right? That part of our physical being, and then I work on the intuitive side. So you actually have a very rounded group here that you're talking to, and everything that's part of the Goddess Box, we've all contributed to.
Yes. So. And each box is handmade and put together with all of our energies like invoked in each one. So you're getting all the love and affection from all three of us.
Right.
Yep.
And obviously, as we read through what's in the Goddess Box, you can see that everything was carefully put together.
Mm-hmm.
So like the stone does go with what the message is and the message. And I've had to create some affirmations and some of the mottos. Just, you know, out there, because there wasn't anything. So I looked for, okay, so what is her message and what is a good mantra for this? And so, and I've designed the cards. She picked the goddesses. I designed the cards and then I matched everything up to them.
So. Isn't it so funny that I picked these goddesses how many months ago, and this month's goddess is exactly the one that I need to work with.
Absolutely. Divine timing.
Absolutely. Because your energy was infused with it. So we know out there that everybody.
It does work.
It works. And so our incense for Yemenia Box is sandalwood or sandal. It's one of my personal favorites. And actually, Lori Beth, who's one of our subscribers and a member of Breathe and Believe, she, we were messaging each other the other day. She's like, I'm burning my sandalwood incense. It's amazing. I'm like, it's my favorites. But breathing in the aromatic smoke from the sandal incense stick can help to lift melancholy and promote restful sleep. It soothes aggression and irritability, promotes meditation. Sandalwood is particularly good for stress relief. Yeah, I have a lot of that at my house. I have sandalwood, like, in every corner. Don't worry about it. That's right. Yes, so, love sandalwood.
So then as a daily reminder, you also have, there's a bracelet. And it's not always going to be a bracelet because next month it's a little special that I picked out. But the bracelet is made of sea glass, and it has a fish at the end of it because Yemenia is a mermaid.
And we love mermaids.
Even believe to see.
There you are.
The beautiful handmade.
It's beautiful.
Okay, Yemenia. I'm sorry. I'm also in your Goddess Box. Is what we're starting to do is to include special gifts, mm-hmm. and there's secret bonuses. So unless you're subscribed,
you won't know what it is.
You won't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And also, along with your box is Goddess News. So
yes.
These are also only two subscribers. So. Start subscribing.
The latest news and all the fun stuff that's going to be happening.
Yes.
And so, what our offerings
and,
are.
And this one is the first one of September. It's 4 pages. Front and back.
That makes a lot of shit.
Yeah. A lot of information.
I love it.
And it also gives us what's going on and what's happening. So,
very nice.
So let's talk about Yemenia.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how these things work. I found this, this cloth that I used as an altar cover the other day, and I was like, oh, well, blue ocean, that's kind of cool. Well, traditional colors are blue and white.
Blue and white. It makes sense because blue, the water, and white, the waves. Yeah.
And soda light is actually blue and white, too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like the ocean waves.
Wow.
Yeah, so everything coincides.
It's and the number 7, you know, that's my life number.
Really?
7. Mm-hmm. Like in numerology, when do your name and your birth date, I am number 7.
Very nice.
Well, see, you should be working.
Okay, universe! Shit.
So the areas of influence: motherhood, the ocean, fishermen, family issues, pregnancy, women's issues, children, healing, especially female plumbing issues.
Well, when you say female plumbing issues, is that like trying to give birth or something?
Reproduction.
Reproduction.
Oh. So if you're having issues with your cycle, Eumenia is the one that you want to go to help you out with that.
Gotcha. Okay. Symbols, anything ocean related, especially dolphins, fish, shells, etc., 2-tailed mermaids, 7 silver bracelets, a necklace made with alternating 7 blue and 7 white beads. It's
like our
affirmation bracelet. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's plenty on there.
Offerings for Eumenia are fish, fruits, more of your summer fruits, watermelon, cantaloupe, berries, coconut, especially white wine, all seafood, lettuce, coffee. You can actually even do shells.
Yeah.
You can actually say, release your worry to Eumenia on a shell by simply going out to the ocean, stepping your foot into the sea, speaking it into the shell, and then casting it out to her. And as the waves wash it out, it'll take that with her.
Oh, wow.
So when we set up a little altar, this is just what's in the God box. But I would really suggest that if you don't have an altar at home, you get a little coffee table, you get something that's low to the ground, make it bigger, you know, and really, we don't provide all the, you know, the additional things, but when you're doing a true altar, you know, offer seashells. If you don't have seashells around you, contact me. I can send you seashells.
Yeah, she's got plenty of them.
We've got tons of seashells. You know, just go walk on the beach and you can grab seashells. But I'm sure somebody has seashells in their home. Mm-hmm. That's usually, you know, they're somewhere. You have a seashell. And put, you know, plates of fruit in front of her and then consume it when you're done with your
Because she'll bless it.
Yeah, she'll bless it. Yeah. The traditional is that you put the offering there, you do your rituals, you do your affirmations, you listen to music, you have beach music or ocean music in the background. And once you're done with that, and after you blow out your candle, then you can consume the food. So it's not actually for her to eat, but it's just the blessing that comes along with it.
Very nice.
I love that. Okay.
Very nice. The chakra that Eumenia works on is the heart chakra.
Yeah, opening up the heart.
Yeah.
Getting that going. Eumenia is the life-giving portion of the ocean. This is the area of the water near the coasts and around the coral reefs and such. In many stories, Eumenia gave birth to everything.
So is she and what is that?
Neptune,
yeah. Or is Poseidon?
It's different names for different.
So. Yeah, that was what's Greek.
Yeah,
Greek.
Is she the daughter of?
Well, Neptune, Poseidon, and everything. They're actually Neptune and Poseidon are the same.
Yeah.
Okay. From where you're from.
Right.
Eumenia is found in Haiti, in Brazil,
okay.
So she's more this side.
Gotcha.
Aphrodite is kind of somewhat. She's portrayed as being in the sea in the Greeks and Britain. Well, Aphrodite, Venus. In Greek and Roman, she's portrayed as being in the sea. In your cards, it'll have her in a picture with dolphins
and
such.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Virgo, Venus. She comes out of a shell. A shell with a pearl.
Okay.
It's kind of the same.
Kind of the Brazilian aspect, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. When the slaves were transported across the ocean, it was Eumenia who protected them on their journey and kept them safe.
Aww.
She is many times seen as a double-tailed mermaid. She is kind and giving. She takes a long time to anger, but when she does, watch out.
Mm.
You have a hurricane on you. Yes. Where are we? She does get depressed occasionally, especially over her children. This is very ama.
Oh, yeah.
Ama. She has excellent taste and does not like gaudy things. In Brazil, they hold a huge festival to her every year on February 2nd. Everyone dresses in white and goes down to the ocean and puts gifts onto little boats, and they set them to sail into the ocean.
Oh, they do that in Thailand, too, like for New Year's or something like that. They'll make little white paper boats, and then they write everything down on it and make and then let it float out into the ocean.
So there is all theory that everything came from the ocean. Everything started, well, I mean, you go back through the Bible and, you know, everything was covered in water at one point and everything, but life started in the ocean is one of the theories that happens. So Ifyumenya is the mother of the ocean. She's created everything for us.
Mm.
So it's going back to Mother.
Mother Earth.
Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Going back to Mother.
Very nice.
So properly showing respect to Ifyumenya. Ifyumenya's offering should be laid out in a very tasteful setting. She is one classy gal. She prefers silver to gold. Ooh, okay.
And we've got silver on the...
Yeah, I'm curious to why she prefers silver to gold. I'll find that out later.
Yeah.
A plate of seafood, a bowl of fruit, and a good white wine are excellent offerings. When you walk into the ocean, walk in sideways, left side pointing to the ocean, and say hello to her. Also, throw 7 pennies into the ocean or other large body of water as an offering. I'm totally going to be doing that next time.
Yeah.
Help out a charity devoted to families or children specifically, or just help out that single mom who lives across the street. Volunteer to babysit your friend's kids for no reason whatsoever. Call your mother, biological or other, and thank her. Remember Ifyumenya on Mother's Day. For those coffee fanatics out there, Starbucks, what is that?
Mascot?
Mascot is a double-tailed mermaid, and Ifyumenya loves coffee, especially a really foamy latte. Mm-hmm. She's very detailed in what exactly she wants.
So remember that, you know, when you are living a spiritual life, It's not about just that moment or just sitting and meditating in front of your altar. It's about living it. So when you breathe and believe and you pull it in, it's about the things that you do every day. And on Enlightenment and Empower,
No, we had a lot of callers calling, so we did. Wanted to get
tomorrow we'll talk about the morals and principles. So tune in tomorrow for that. But it is living a moral life, you know, and following your own ritual. You don't have to go and throw 7 pennies into the ocean if that's not doesn't feel good to you.
Yeah.
But if it's something that you want to do, or you know, we do we burn wish paper. We do all of these ceremonies because it feels good to us. And, you know, you can write your worries on a shell or whisper it into a shell and throw it back into the ocean. And then it's time to let it go from that point. That's why we release.
Yes.
It's not about
let go of the attachment and just,
yeah.
And when it happens, it happens.
And never go back to blaming them. So it's just about, all right, let's.
Where to find Ifyumenya? Any large maternity ward or wedding. Family is very important to Ifyumenya. Normally, these folks start having children pretty early in life. They are very devoted parents and will be very involved in their children's lives. They tend to be very faithful and their relationships are usually long term. For children are caring people who easily show their emotions. They love the ocean. If you don't live near water, they will vacation there as much as they can. They are compassionate and understanding. However, once they get angry about something, they will blow their tops. Children of Ifyumenya are prone to depression and melancholy. They often exhibit psychic abilities. In some ways, I feel like I'm a child of Ifyumenya because
I'm
calm, but when I'm
hitting
my tsunami comes out, and I'll tell people, be careful, my tsunami's coming at you, I need to back away.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe so. I'm not a child. I don't wait till it gets that big.
It's
an instant time bomb. 1 minute laughing, next minute
you're hitting
your head. You don't want to turn your back on me
if you're hitting
the button. Yeah. So, if you're in a goddess box, you're going to go to mygoddessliving.com. I always think it's up in it. My God's life. But mygoddessliving.com. And actually, you can go through Prasad Healing, too. If you go over, it actually redirects you back into the My Goddess Living website. And you sign up. We still have September boxes ready. We still have a lot of them up there. I believe there's seven left, six or seven left. So you'll want to get them in before they're all gone.
Yeah.
And subscribe, get your beautiful box. We do ship them out from Wilmington.
You want me to show the card?
Yeah, you can.
So this beautiful Yemenya card with your message, affirmation, and mantra
on the back.
Which will be on the back, obviously, but look how beautiful she is.
I tried to find something that wasn't used a lot, and I just thought it was beautiful.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah, so what else do we want to talk about? We got the goddess box out. What else is new? Anything else new?
No, not really. Not on my end. Not quite yet. So you guys are going to be going on air tomorrow for Enlightening and Power.
Enlightening and Power.
What's the topic going to be about?
Well, we actually don't have topics for the show. We just are talking.
We swap out a seat of our pants.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's something this Virgo is not used to doing.
See, that's not me. I would be like, what is this? I need a plan.
Again, a child of human, you go with the tide. So we go wherever it goes.
The Pisces in there. Me, I'm like, okay, we got to get it typed up. We got to do research. We got to talk about. We got to know what we're talking about.
You know, my moon is in Pisces. I need to dig deeper into that. Because
I have a book you can read.
I know that Pisces is emotional.
Yes.
And I get that.
And
but,
Pisces,
like, everything else.
See, that's where I get emotional because I'm not emotional. We're both Virgo.
I have Virgo twins over here. A trick to Pisces is that being that we are the last of the zodiac, we actually encompass all aspects of the zodiac.
Okay.
So, in some moments, I know last week on Enlightening and Power, we had a Virgo moment.
Yes. Really?
Yes. We had a Virgo moment. And we had a Virgo Pisces moment earlier where we both said the same at the same time. So
we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am doing specials for the holidays that are coming up. I'm going to give certificates by free. So I would like to give somebody a healing and a reading.
It really is a beautiful gift.
We do have a price coming out for you very fast soon.
Yes.
So that you can get your salts and oils. And always, you know, if you are and you want more, contact one and we'll get you into the right direction.
Nice.
She's working on.
Yes.
And building. So we're not ready to.
Are
we ready to show that or no?
No.
Okay.
As soon as I get all my shit together, I'll be here.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of stuff for all of you. To see you.
Hi,
I love you too.
Hi.
Yeah. We have questions. Do we have questions for anybody? Anybody got questions?
Nikki, I have a lot of things I told you to do. I'm right there with you. Nikki, thanks for feeling me. It makes me feel happy. I'm not alone.
And there is a lot of vibration going on right now, especially with all the weather stuff. So, I mean, that is also going on. We got to go through it and vibration. And it is about helping and working. Helping other people. I do have for this year for our community here in Wilmington, I am doing a scarf.
Yeah, the scarf drive.
Scarf drive. I've got everybody that's part of our little group here that I'm going to teach them how to crochet, which is going to be fun all on its own.
I'm excited to learn.
And we're going to be making
that's gonna be a long day.
So we are looking for donations of money or scarves. We will be doing goodie bags if we could, love bags out to everybody. And we're going to be taking as many scarves as we can. I have some people in California who are working right now on scarves, and they're going to send me scarves. It's actually a crochet club through my oldest friend in the world. I've actually known her since kindergarten.
Wow.
So Jennifer, if you're out there, I'm talking about you.
Hi, Jennifer.
they're going to be crocheting up a storm and then sending them out to us, and then we're going to go deliver them to low income and the homeless population out here. So if you have any gently used scarves that you want to get over,
yarn,
gloves, anything that you have, of course, if it's gently used or if it's new, if you would like to crochet, you're more than welcome to, or knit if that's what you do, send them our way and we will be happy to get them out. I think it's very important, especially with those individuals who are living outside.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, guys, when I tell you, I have some sort of scientist news weather guide that tells me what the weather is going to be like, and we're not going to have a pretty winter. It's going to be very cold.
That makes me happy because the oceans need to cool down. That's why we're having all kinds of crazy
storms. Yeah, so it's going to be very cold out here.
And share that on Breathe and Believe, all that.
I will. There's actually I signed up for a Facebook donation page too.
Okay.
So that's on there. We've already got $100.
Yay.
Thank you.
So thank you, everybody
guys
out there. And if you just want to donate, I will send the links again through everything so that you can get onto it and you can put whatever amount of money that you want to put in there. We'll be taken. Like I said, if you want to send yarn, we can sit here. I've already got. Let me go get them.
She's got a ton of scarves made. She's been on a roll.
I'm excited to learn. I've never been that great at needlework like that.
This is only some of what we have.
Wow, you did so good, Anasora.
So, yeah, we've got them.
I like this one.
And all I do is I sit and I just, while I'm watching TV or whatever. And
it's a form of meditation.
It is a form of meditation. So, yeah, see, nice scarves. As we model them around.
Yeah, these are really nice.
So I'm going to teach everybody how to just make those. So once again, reaching out to our community, those of you who want to help, definitely contact me and I'll get you some information and I will post on Breathe and Believe for you.
Awesome. Yes, thank you for sharing that on my page. So awesome. Anything else, guys?
Anybody have any questions out there that we can answer for you?
Breathe and Believe. Y'all have any questions?
Blog Talk, you have any questions? We got everybody here. All right.
Well, we hope that all you goddesses who subscribe to this month's Goddess Box is really enjoying them. And if you have any other questions, you know, you can feel free to message us. And we'll be more than happy to answer them for you.
And tune in tomorrow night.
For
Enlighten and Empower at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time. So that's 6:00 on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And Maiden Mix and I we're going to go live and we're going to do some readings and do some healings and talk to some people and get some
fly by the seat of our pantyhose.
Yes.
And as far as I have
something in front of me just
happened. Yeah, same. I'm going to be like, I have no clue what the hell I'm doing.
I'm being told that you need to pull one more card.
One more card. Should I shuffle them? I shuffled them already.
Do what you want.
I think I should just pick next one.
That's messages for you, too.
Great. Oneness is my true nature. Interesting, yeah, because, you know, I'm feeling a little bit
disconnected.
Yeah, that's why I haven't really been posting a lot on my Breathe and Believe page. I'm just feeling very stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so, disconnect is...
And she's feeling it, too, so we know that that's...
It's happening right now. Let me shuffle one more time,
okay.
And let's pick out another one.
Let's pick out another one.
This
is the one that I picked. Oneness is my true nature. And it's very true because if I'm feeling disconnected, like my world is shit. Like I just feel scattered and my patience is really thin. I'm real happy. So just really trying to get back to that centered space. And
another
see and say, I changed my mind about the world I see.
There we go. Breathe and believe. That's what it means.
Breathe and believe.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Seriously. I am feeling.
And this looks like an eye, and that looks like the eye to eye. So those two go together.
Yeah.
The eye. Third eye. Start working with it.
I know. Seriously. I'm like not trying to lay out all my problems on here on this radio show. But yes. Thank you for telling me to pull out another card. Two. I need three. So I know what I need to work on. So I can get that connection back and be on that path.
And all it takes is really, I mean, I know that with the hectic world today, set up an altar, light a candle, put on some incense, and just be there for 5 minutes. You know, clear your mind. You don't have to think of anything. You don't have to do your affirmation. You just need to sit calm, take some nice deep breaths, even set a timer for 5 minutes if you haven't got time, you know, and just do a relaxing release meditation, and you'll find that the rest of your day goes by with grace and ease. And, you know,
ease and grace. I want that back.
There's actually a school that instead of putting kids in typical detention, when they go into detention, they go into meditation. I saw an article. So
that's actually pretty good.
They're teaching them patience, and they're teaching them to just release and to be calm and be quiet instead of they're not doing anything. They are going into meditation, and they're finding that students are not as many students are going into detention.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I need more of that. I need more of that in my life. Really grounding myself and setting that intention instead of just doing, if that makes any sense.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Is not in it. The accident, you turn on the light accidentally, the light is on.
That's right.
So get into that mode. You know, everybody get back together. You know, whether it's local, Suki Nubavan, to send out positive energy out into the universe and to calm Mother Earth, and just to have everybody find peace in what's happening. You know, just let's just stop for a moment. Just stop everything. You know, stop what you're doing. Stop what you're thinking. Stop carrying around. Okay, because all you're doing is just continually going in a circle.
Very true. Thanks, Anna Sora. Tilly needed to be here tonight to receive all of this.
Absolutely.
I was generally stuck.
You feeling better?
Yeah. I need to work on.
Oh, of course. There's always
I know I'm zeroed in on what that thing is that's keeping me from, you know.
Right.
Moving forward and being the goddess that I am. So,
absolutely.
See the light at the end of the tunnel.
Don't forget to ask her where she is nearby.
Okay.
That's important for you.
I think, you know, my heart's been having really funny palpitations very intensely these past, it's been like a week. But I associate that with a leap of faith.
Yeah.
What is that?
That leap of faith.
Who is that goddess? Starts with an
leap
A.
Leap of faith.
Leap of faith.
Yeah. So she starts with an A. Oh, I can't think of it. I'll have to look. But yeah, my heart's been very, and it was
thinking of Greek goddesses at the moment.
Morning when I was like headed home from the gym, it was just feeling like, I was like, oh, maybe I need to like pull over or something like that. But it finally relaxed. It was pretty intense. So that's like, I know it's like an emotional thing is what's going on.
Some deep breaths, baby.
Yeah.
Nice deep breaths.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
Okay. Remember, I got a sin in the process of and accept. Love herself on all levels, mind, body, and soul.
A woman who, because she focuses on personal growth and self-awareness, experiences a life increasingly filled with peace, love, and joy.
A woman that understands she has the unlimited capacity to make her life anything she wants.
A woman who is inspired to give to those around her a sense of gratitude and abundance.
Goddess in me honors the goddess in each and every one of you. Thanks for joining us.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Really?
Yeah, I know we got so much going on, and everybody over here.